Will Rogers' Worldwide Podcast, Episode 1, Johnny Cash.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
That was Johnny Cash's signature greeting to his audience at the start of each show. Cash was an icon of American music, whose career spanned 5 decades. He was influenced by gospel, blues, and country, and his impact crossed every genre of music. He was born John R. Cash on February 26, 1932, in rural Arkansas to a family of poor cotton farmers. In 1950, Cash served in the Air Force, where he was a Morse code operator. An interesting fact, Cash was the first Westerner to learn and transmit information about Stalin's death. After the military, he moved to Memphis and sold appliances while he pursued his career in music. Cash was persistent to have his music heard, and eventually signed a record contract with Sam Phillips at Sun Records. Phillips told Cash he did not want gospel music, so Cash's first single was Cry, Cry, Cry. In 1956, he followed that record with his most famous single, I Walk the Line. Cash wrote that song in about 20 minutes for his wife Vivian, to convince her of his fidelity while touring with Elvis. Phillips wanted to speed up the rhythm of the song, but Cash resisted since it was a love song to his wife. Eventually, he agreed to speed up the guitar arrangement to create what would become Cash's signature train sound. At first, Cash was reluctant about the song, but Phillips encouraged Cash to stick with it, and within 2 weeks, I Walk the Line was a smash hit. Although Phillips did not want gospel music, Cash later said the song was an expression of spiritual and romantic devotion. Cash added that Sam Phillips never knew it, but I Walk the Line was my first gospel hit.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Cash's lyrics were simplistic, but straightforward and meaningful, which appealed to his listeners. The lyrics in I Walk the Line and Ring of Fire can be compared to the structure of poetry, in that Cash used short verses, each with 4 lines of rhyming lyrics. Likewise, in the 1893 poem by Paul Laurence Dunbar, Worn Out, also used 4 rhyming lines in each stanza to convey sorrow, reflection, and redemption, which invokes many of the same emotions contained in Cash's music. Both the writers use imagery of day, night, eyes, and tears to appeal to the emotions of their listeners and readers. Also, in Folsom Prison Blues, Cash admitted that the lyrics were intended to convey a prisoner's perspective of complete and utter loneliness and the desperate hope of release from prison as redemption for their crimes. In Cash's non-judgmental way, he insisted to perform live at a prison where he recorded the album at Folsom Prison. Although his producers discouraged him from recording at a prison, he insisted, and this became one of his most distinctive recordings, along with being considered one of the greatest country albums of all time. Likewise, in the closing line of Worn Out, the narrator seeks hope, peace, and release from his condemnation and of racial discrimination. More recently, Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross are contemporary artists that draw inspiration from Johnny Cash's music. The duo is well known for composing original scores for films such as The Social Network, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and Gone Girl. Although these scores do not contain lyrics, Reznor and Ross use modern, electric sounds to seamlessly add emotion and energy to the films that they score. An example of their sound is from the score of The Social Network, specifically the song Hand Covers Bruise. Like Cash's music, the song has a noticeable audio pattern with a foreboding mix of violin and white noise that is similar to Cash's signature train sound. Also, there are sporadic piano notes that convey emotions of sadness and self-reflection. It is apparent that Reznor was influenced by Cash's body of work, since these film scores were after Cash's cover of the Nine Inch Nails song, Hurt. As just mentioned, one of Cash's last songs was the cover of Hurt by Nine Inch Nails. In an interview with Kurt Loder in August of 2003, just 3 weeks before Cash died, he revealed that, at first, he was reluctant to cover the song. Cash said,
When I heard the record, I said, I can't do that song, it's not my style. Yeah. He said, well, let's try it another way, let me do something. So he put down a track and I listened to it. So we started working on that. From there, we started working on it until we got the record made.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.
Cash sings the song in his iconic baritone voice while strumming his acoustic guitar that gets increasingly louder, which mimics Cash's signature train sound. As one of his final recordings, Cash powerfully transformed Hurt as an overview of his life and 50-year music career, while simultaneously asking for redemption and salvation.
Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything.
Cash was an American storyteller from a humble beginning. He drew his inspiration from common American values contained in gospel music. At an early age, he was impacted by the loss of his brother and the loss of their family home to rise from poverty. Cash was successful in his dedication and hard work to follow his dream to become a musician. He never forgot the average American and their struggles, nor did he make judgment on others, which made him appreciated by his listeners. Cash's distinct sound and simplistic but impactful lyrics influenced other genres of music as well, which made him an American icon. But Cash would perhaps see himself otherwise. In the previously mentioned interview, Cash was asked,
I wonder how you, when you look back at what you've done, do you realize this monumental amount of work that you've created and what it means in American music? Do you feel like you're in a monument of American music, or do you just look at yourself as John Cash?
Just as John Cash.